Good morning, this is Louis with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, researchers at the University of Southern Queensland, working in collaboration with the Australian Pig Doggers and Hunters Association, have launched an appeal to collect 10,000 pig ears as part of an ambitious project to help with eradication research. The pig ears will be used to collect vital genetic data on the pigs, which will help improve the efficacy of trapping and inform future research in the field. Feral pigs currently cost Australia more than $100 million a year to the farming industry. Queensland's problem with feral pigs has been labelled as out of control by farmers. Almost 20,000 trips have been made from the new South Howard Smith Wharves terminal in its first month of operation. The terminal, which opened to City Cats in late May, now has more than 1,750 services a week. The additional terminal has caused minimal changes to the City Cat timetable and has not reduced service frequency. When the new CityCat stop was announced last month, Howard Smith Wharves CEO Luke Fraser claimed the new service would reduce cars on the road and would, quote, have a positive impact on our planet and our city. In national news, new snap curfews in Alice Springs announced yesterday have been criticised by the SNAICC, with its CEO claiming there is, quote, no evidence that snap curfews like this work. Speaking to the ABC, Catherine Little, the CEO of the National Voice for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children, claimed that police use of curfews was not sensible to tackle crime, and investing instead in solutions such as early education and care and juvenile diversion activities would actually result in reduced rates of crime. The curfew, announced yesterday afternoon, bars both adults and youths from parts of the city from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. from Monday to Wednesday. Gen Z is most likely to host an Olympic watch party, according to new research ahead of the Olympic Games in Paris. The research, conducted by McCrindle, found that 41% of Gen Z were likely to host a watch party for Olympic events Australians are competing again, compared to 30% of millennials, 15% of Gen Z, and 8% of baby boomers. Viewing parties in Australia have proven popular, especially after the Women's World Cup last year. The Olympic Games opens later this month, with Australia expected to send 468 competitors across 33 sports. In international news, three people have died in the U.S. as Tropical Storm Beryl brings a dangerous storm surge and heavy rain across the state of Texas. The storm, which was the season's earliest Category 5 hurricane on record, previously killed at least 11 people in Mexico and the Caribbean before reaching U.S. shores. More than 2.7 million homes in the state have lost power, while airlines have cancelled over 1,300 flights. Officials have ordered the evacuation of dozens of beachside towns. The storm is expected to continue northwards towards Arkansas and Ohio across the week. For weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a high chance of showers, light winds and a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon or evening. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, fourzz.org.au/news.
Oi you, this next one has some proper coarse language. Real rough stuff in it. Switch it off if it ain't for you.